On January 1st, Cuba celebrated the 52nd anniversary of Fidel Castro's revolution. Far from the warm beaches of Havana, though, thousands of Cubans have lived in Germany since the Cold War, when the former East Germany was one of Cuba's strongest allies. Over the years, these Cuban Germans watched Germany transition to democracy. Now, they're waiting to see what changes the future holds for Cuba. Ligia Navarro brings us this story from Berlin.
As a child in Havana in the 1960s, Jorge Garcia Vasquez never dreamed he'd grow up to play a role in Cold War spy politics. But he did always love learning about Eastern Europe.
I'm not talking about France or Italy, but about the Soviet Union, Hungary. I knew a little bit about East Germany, too, because we had friends who had traveled there. They told us how the standard of living was better compared to other Eastern European countries, even the Soviet Union.
For college, he attended the exclusive Maximo Gorky Foreign Language Institute. With Cuba almost completely isolated, the German language provided Garcia Vasquez a glimpse of the world outside of the island.
We were thirsty, hungry to know what happened in other countries. Not so much hunger for food, but for knowledge. I already knew socialism in Cuba, and I had become disillusioned with it. I wanted to experience German socialism.
East Germany was known then as the German Democratic Republic, or the GDR, and was intimately connected to Cuba, especially militarily and economically. Cuba was tired of feeling indebted to the Soviet Union and valued the relative equality it had with the smaller East Germany. And as the East German population plummeted from defections to the West, it needed workers, says Free University of Berlin historian Johann Stott.
Over the years, nearly 4 million people left the country. And they were importing work from Vietnam, from Cuba, from North Korea, and also from African countries.
Some 30,000 Cubans traveled to the GDR during the Cold War to work or study. In 1980, Jorge Garcia Vasquez was sent to East Germany as a translator for Cuban workers. At that time, many Cubans were attacking those trying to flee the island during the Maria boat lift.
Viajé mucho por Alemania Oriental.
I traveled a lot around East Germany. In the beginning, I discovered the country, the people, the landscapes. I liked living in a country where there weren't so many economic necessities like in Cuba, and where there was a certain level of freedom for artists and other people. Later, I traveled all over Eastern Europe, and that gave me an idea of what was happening.
But Garcia Vasquez found out the GDR was not so different from his homeland.
Desaparecen amigos.
Friends who wanted to leave disappeared. Others were captured. Others simply expelled from their jobs. I started to chafe under this.
As he lost hope in socialism, the Cuban secret police tried recruiting him to spy on other Cubans in East Germany. Garcia Vasquez had other plans.
A Cuban musician arrived and I was his guide. He told me that he did not want to return to Cuba, so I decided to not turn him in and to help him. I contacted the American embassy in West Berlin, but the Stasi intercepted all of my calls, and the Cuban officials in Berlin recognized my voice.
Shortly after that phone call, in 1987, Garcia Vasquez was arrested by the East German secret police, or Stasi. According to historian Stott, not only did the Stasi spy on all resident foreigners, but they were able to listen in on every phone call in the country.
East German police thinking was, we must know always where is where, who is who in the society, who is who and who is thinking what.
10 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall, Stott's team began poring over Stasi files on cooperation with Cuba. He found that the Stasi trained Cuba's secret police in their infamous tactics for dealing with dissidents.
The East German advisors, they were dissatisfied with not enough discipline in Cuban organizations. It's another kind of mentality. East German officers saw themselves in the tradition of German military thinking. But they tried to export how they did it in East Germany, and how, and they were very proud that they were so well organized and the Cubans were not so well organized.
Y entonces esto eran las celdas, unas jaulas. Aquí traían al prisionero una vez a la semana o dos veces a la semana.
These days, Garcia Vasquez is combing Stasi files for a book on Cuba-East Germany cooperation, including the dossier the Stasi kept on him. And he gives tours of the Stasi prison in East Berlin, where he was held in 1987, now a museum.
I was kept in this building for 8 days. I never saw a lawyer or anyone who could defend me. I was interrogated here until Cuban state security decided to deport me back to Cuba. But it wasn't a deportation, it was a kidnapping. They gave me drugs on the plane and I slept all the way back to Havana.
Back in Cuba after being deported, Garcia Vasquez was kept in prison for only a few days instead of a normal lengthy sentence. In his files is the telefax sent from Cuba to the Stasi, stating that Cuba was releasing him so he wouldn't appear to be a political prisoner.
Am 7.5. wurde Verbindungsoffizier durch Leiter internationale Verbindung des BO Oves Caldeiro mündlich informiert zur Anfrage Jorge Luis García Vázquez.
By the time García Vázquez's German wife got him out of Cuba after 5 years, the Berlin Wall had been down for 3 years already. Some Berliners who were citizens of the GDR see parallels between East Germany's last years and Cuba's present.
We tried in that time to encourage people to say no, to form some resistance and to not only follow the communist line.
Marcus Meckel is a former East German dissident who served for 20 years in the reunified German parliament.
If you would have a look from outside in the late 80s, before the fall of the wall, the judgment in the West had been they are weak, they are split, they won't be the future. And exactly that is the position of analysts, of diplomats, of politicians looking to Cuba.
Meckel traveled to Havana in 2003 to meet with the government and the opposition after Cuba arrested 75 dissidents and the European Union subsequently imposed sanctions on the island. He believes Germany and Europe should encourage dialogue and opening in Cuba. And historian Stott agrees.
Not that you could say the reunified Germany has the responsibility in a human rights court because East Germany has vanished, but a moral responsibility.
For his part, García Vázquez reads news from Cuba religiously, but is afraid to go back. And he wishes the German government would do more for Cuban civil society. After all, he says, he's Cuban above anything else.
I am a German citizen, but I don't consider Germany to be my home. If the conditions were right, I would return to Cuba to live. It's time already that we sit down together, talk, and eat together.
From Berlin, this is Lee Navarro for Latino USA.